Morning, guys. We are ready to roll here and people we need to mute there. Maybe
yes, please.
All right, who we got muted? We got everybody muted there. Okay. Hey, good morning. And we're going to get rolling here. Today, I'm going to kind of start on the marketing calendar. I've been doing this forever. I mean, when I say this, you know, I was on, it started back in the early 90s. Matter of fact, Kristen, I don't know when it was, Friday night, maybe. I don't know when we were listening to Michael Gerber. Was it Friday?
Saturday? Oh yeah, that was Friday night.
Friday night. So anyway, I get a text from Kristen. She says, "Oh, jump on Clubhouse. Michael Gerber's on there." And, so I jumped on there and I thought, you know, I mean, every time I listen to that guy, he's one of those that you all, it just reminds you to always do the things you should be doing and stuff like that. And so back in the early days, in the early 90s, I think 1993, I hired Michael Gerber and his company to do basically what happened to me. I went to Hawaii and I was making 30 grand a month and I thought things were great. I was working myself crazy. And when I came home, even though I was making 30 grand a month, not one single sale got made. How about that? My whole team, I'm making 30 grand a month. Nobody did anything. And the reason was everything, the whole business is built around me and not in the way of a system. And I paid $800 a month for almost a year. I did three calls, and those three calls ended up there. I, you know, changed my whole business model. All right. And spent about 2 hours each week on the three times a month and started working on developing a system. And about the same time I connected up with, you know, Jay Abraham, I bought his newsletter. I paid like $300 a year to get one newsletter a month from Jay Abraham paper, and started doing that. Before I knew it, I had a marketing system, and I had a system to, you know, run a business. And so I've been running that kind of play since 1993. And I just will tell you that if you'll do the work, you know, the old book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know, they talk about going out and doing things, and they say, okay, you've got the important and you got the urgent, and you got the not important, not urgent. And most people spend their time on the urgent and important because they don't pre-plan anything. And so they're always reacting to a problem that is important because they didn't pre-plan anything. And then the other area that people will allow themselves to get into is the not important but urgent. You know, you'll take a phone call when you're in the middle of doing something or whatever it may be, or you'll play on social media or whatever it is. Whereas where you really start getting ahead is when you do the important that's not urgent, all right? And the important that's not urgent is planning and preparation and putting things in place. And I always like to do things that I can reuse over and over and over again. To give you an example, this year on Thursday mornings, I did the radio show, and I did basically, I don't know how many shows that I did, but I had like 270 slides, if that tells you anything. All right. And it went from A to Z, from the very beginning of getting your, you know, your finances together. And I had these 270 slides. And then what I would do is I would do them. A lot of it you've got seen on these courses we put together, but I would do those slides. And then I would come back out of the break and repeat what I said, you know, tell them what I'm going to tell them, repeat it, you know, tell them, then repeat it, and then tell them what I told them, you know, the whole mindset of that. And then I did that every week. You know, I go Thursday morning, I would do a show every once in a while, I'd miss one. Well, here's the great news about it. I made it a point. I was not going to date my content, all right? Meaning that if somebody listens to it, I'm not going to say, hey, it's April, you know, or whatever, something like that. And so now my radio show is running, and I haven't done a radio show since August, all right, middle of August. And we started our whole system over again. And I was driving down the road on Saturday morning, and I was like, who is this guy? He's good. Okay. And so anyhow, driving down at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, I'm listening. I'm like, oh, that's me. Oh, I got it. Okay. And so anyway, but the point being is that we are now on running the defense. All right. And it was how to get out of debt, how to market yourself. And, you know, how to get yourself out of debt and how to go through, like, you know, the different ways to consolidate. But anyway, the point being is that now I'm running these radio shows from like August until the end of the year, and they're on autopilot. All right. I mean, I don't have to worry about anything. Matter of fact, I had a guy come in yesterday off of that, and he had $500,000. And hey, get this, guys, he works for the federal government, and he's not going to take his vaccine. He said, I'm not doing it. And November 22nd, he's going to get fired unless his, you know, thing that he put in, get an exception and stuff like that. But either way, 61, and it's $500,000, you know, 401k rollover. And he just came in. And the cool part is that I don't know which one he listened to, but guess what's happening every Saturday and Sunday? I got an hour on the radio happening, right? And I've got Bree working on the phone. She set the appointments, all right? So I didn't talk to the guy. The guy went to my website. He filled out a form, all right? She followed up on it, all right? He came into the office yesterday. I mean, and the guy was pre-sold, that kind of thing. So what we're going to talk about today is getting your process in place so you can have a consistent recurring income stream. You know, yesterday and today, I think all told about 12 appointments, you know, typical week. I didn't set any of them myself. That's kind of where things go. So anyway, so we'll get rolling on this. But I always tell people, look, I do not want to do anything. I do not want motivation anywhere in our stuff. You with me? We don't need motivation. All right. Well, if you're here on a Tuesday and you're a lot of you are, you know, been around for a while, you don't need any motivation. What you need is some information and some systems to where you'll go out and do what you're supposed to be doing. And so anyway, of course, you got all that, you know, how to get in touch with everybody. But I keep saying this because if you have ideas, you know, that mandate idea, we just updated the download on that. So you can send it back out again. Saw that yesterday and talking more about, you know, Biden and the number of employees and all these kind of things. And so if you have ideas, send them to us. And of course, we're, you know, after the event, we're going to hear from a lot of new people that I don't even know that are Sales Team Pro users that have had great success. And we're getting them on the training. We'd love to have you on the training. You should be on the training for two reasons. One is, you know, you're supporting the system. And the other is that it adds credibility to your own system. All right. When you're one of those people on there, you know, I always believe that, you know, I got to be very, when I was running my base, I never looked, it was all the speakers were based on income. All right. It was totally out of income. You had to make this much. Part-timer had to make $500 and the district had to make $1,000. A division had to make $1,500. Regional leader had to make $4,000 because they were mostly poor. If they were full-time, $4,000. RVP had to make $8,000 the previous month or I wouldn't let them speak. And the reason is I didn't want anybody up there talking, getting recognized for, you know, maybe they're a good speaker or whatever. I wanted them to work and do things. And so anyway, all of our speakers are $100,000 earners or made 10 grand in a month. That's why you should listen to them. And so we do that. I keep reminding you about the system. We keep, you know, this is part of the marketing calendar. All right. When we kick this thing off, you know, I was telling somebody that last March, or 2020, when the market was down, guys, you should run a hypothetical illustration of what happened if you bought April 1st when everybody was saying buy. It'll blow your mind. $1 million, April 1st is $1.9 million. Okay. How about that? I mean, by April 1st, I mean, and 54% average annual return since the market bottom. I mean, it's just, and I remember talking about all that, but that's why, you know, we created what we call the Corona vaccine. That was what we came out with in that March of 2020 was Corona vaccine. This was it, getting people in on these on these things, get them used to Zoom and all that. This Saturday, I've seen the outline. We're going to kill it. It's going to be a great Saturday morning kickoff meeting. You should get all your people. You don't have to be a sales team pro member to be there. You go to the training center salesteampro.net/training. And you can get, anybody can get on there. And we're going to have, I've already seen it. We've got 16. How many speakers, Chris? 16 is, are we pretty, 16 speakers taking the best ideas on how they're optimizing from the conference. And, you know, I keep hearing all, I mean, you know, it's amazing all the stuff that came off of that. You know, we're still working, you know, finishing up the 9 months and 3 months. And, you know, really, yeah, you know, the majority of people, you know, you're not doing enough appointments to even, 9 months and 3 months would just be just a simple, okay? When you start doing big numbers, and what I mean by big numbers, I literally for 4 years averaged 25 appointments a week. I mean, it was like done. I mean, I was just, when I would do that and do 3 hours on the radio on top of that. And during that time, I'd get home at night and I'd have a sore throat from talking. I used to buy this stuff called Entertainer's Secret, okay, that had the radio to get to help your voice keep going, because I was out there just running wide open, plus trainings and all that. So you can do that. All right. So you just got to keep thinking that. So now always stay focused. You know, never get your mind off where you want to be. All right. Where you want to be is, you know, let me give you, I was going to run a screenshot. My dad passed away. It'll be, 2014. So December of 2014. And we put his money in American funds. And do you know that, you know, he always said, make money while you sleep, you know, that kind of deal. And his account just went up past the $2 million profit mark. How about that? So put in $1.7 million, it's worth $3.8 million. How about that? Is that crazy? I mean, that's the big picture, the dream, the why we do this thing. We do it because we want to get finance. That account is up 550,000 year to date. All right. 550,000, just my dad's account. My mother's account is up like 120,000. All right. And I mean, think about that. I mean, I sent my sister a text. I said, hey, you just passed $1 million. How about that? All right. So now I've got another sister that's like at 950. All right. Another one at 800, another one over $1 million. I mean, think about that. All right. That's changing things, right? All right. Don't get that from selling by term and enjoy the difference. Okay. Right. You do that by going out there and doing the right stuff. So you got the big picture thinking, you're going to change your family tree. You're going to do all that. Then we e-method, and you e-method by getting a system in place where we have a business that's continually running on its own. And so that's kind of where we're at. So what is the system? I kind of put this together. I always, have the way I look at things is, you know, the first thing is you got to have new prospects, right? And then you look at your total database size. So what I would be doing is start, you know, and I don't know if Steve can pull this up, maybe we can, but it'd be interesting to see, Steve, how many, I know we know the number of names that went in the last week. It'd be interesting to see, you know, how many names have been in this year. Okay, new names, where you started, but you want to be thinking about getting bigger all the time, because the more names you have, all things being equal, if you just continue to start, you know, working and nurturing the database, then you're going to be that much better. So the system is total database size. Then you got how many people are you connecting up with every month? All right. And you ought to be tracking these things. All right. And then how many follow-ups are sitting there right now? All right. You can look last month, this month, all that kind of stuff. Then you say, well, how many new accounts and reps have I closed? And then is my cash flow up? And then you just keep repeating it and training on it and talking it, all right, to where you want to have everybody walking in the same direction, all right? You want to have your people thinking the same way. If you do that, you start having a business that becomes consistent. You know, I was telling this guy came in yesterday, he's a CPA, the one that he works for the government, CPA. And I told him, I said, you know, Some businesses, you know, he was talking that he's going to quit and he's going to be just do stuff on his own. And I said, dude, I said, the moment you get there, doing it on your own, you're going to love everything about it. You know, that it's so much better, all this kind of stuff. And so I start looking at, and I say, I was telling him about my business. I said, you know, I closed my office last August. All right. I bum off of Ray and Dave Wilhite. They bummed off me for 100 years. So I guess I bum off of them when I need a place to do a presentation. And so I went out there and I met this guy and I told him, I said, you know, my income is up 28%. I think something like that, give or take over the year. And I cut 50,000 in rent out. Isn't that crazy? 50 grand in rent. Oh, that's good. A little extra. So what's my P&L looking like? It's looking a lot better, I can tell you. So you want to always be, you know, looking at, you know, growing, man. I mean, get your business. What a great business model. So my mindset is kind of the rules of the grind. The first one is it's supposed to be hard to make, you know, 60, 70,000, 100,000 a month, you know, just, you know, when most people are making 15 bucks an hour or 30 bucks an hour or something like that, you know, you think about it, if you're making 50 bucks an hour, I think that's 100 grand a year, right? All right. 50 bucks an hour. All right. So what is it when you're making, you know, $3,000 a day? All right. It's like, I think it's like 150 bucks an hour, 24 hours a day when you're making $3,000, something like that. So the first thing is it's supposed to be hard because the payoff's there. You never stop doing what's working, right? So you stop and analyze and never stop doing what's working and eliminate what isn't working. Go back through and look, I was talking to Norm about, you know, my belief is field training is BS. Okay, there you go. That's my belief. I believe that messing with people that don't have a license is a waste of time. All right. I know everybody, you know, we got to get a list. We got to get out in the field 24 to 48 hours, kind of like the ham story, right? You know, where you cut the end of the ham off and guys like, why'd you cut the end of the ham off? Oh, well, my mother always did it that way, right? And goes to the mom, why'd you cut the end of the ham off? Oh, my mother always did it that way. And then goes to the grandma who's still living, why'd you cut the end? Well, I had this little pan and I always had to cut the end of the ham off, all right? Because that's the way things work, right? I mean, but here's my belief. If you go back through, you'll find out that, you know, if you spend a lot of time with a bunch of people that wear you out, that don't do anything, and let's just don't overdo this. This is a life insurance license that you can study 12 or 14 hours on the weekend, cram, go take the test on Monday and get a license, right? So if you got people that don't have the ability to sit their butt down and study on their own and get a daggum license, you know, I just had one of my guys this week Ben Yancey, I don't know if Ben's at his job, I assume, but Ben, he watched the video. We did an interview. I told him he had to go get a license if I'm going to mess with him. All right. He went and got his life license. All right. And then guess what? I've only seen him maybe three times in my life. Okay. And he just passed all three of his securities exams. How about that? I mean, you know, it's the way it works. And he did it on his own. All right. We didn't, you know, told him what to do. It's like, go do it, you know, and why do I want to waste energy on somebody? Anyway, I'm going off there. So you eliminate what isn't working. You should analyze your numbers. All right. Always optimize and always market. Then you document what is working and you now have a system. This is how you go about doing it. All right, you test, you look at it, you continue optimizing to make your system that much better. Then you grind it and you run the numbers over and over and over and over again until, you know, you just keep on doing it. Then you work hard and you work smart. All right, you know that you got to put the time into it. I'm totally of the mindset that why take a week to do what you can do in 2 days, right? I mean, look at the number of appointments that you're having in a month. If you're working and you're doing 30 appointments a month and you back it out, you could do that on Monday or Tuesday. All right. And you work 2 days a week and then you could free your brain up a little bit to maybe do some other things to it. And then what you want to do is you want to operate like no one else so you can live like no one else. Right. I mean, right. Isn't that what we want? That's the goal. All right. So how do we do that? We put together a calendar. How does this calendar work? It's made up of a lot of pieces. All right. So the first part of your calendar, everything should be about growing your list. That's why I look at it. Or if I'm going to get, if I'm going to, you know, all things being equal, hey, if I got 100,000 people out there, you understand if you have a big enough list, you don't even have to call anybody. Don't realize that? Keep yourself busy. Why do you need to call anybody? You send an email out to 100,000 people, some certain number of people are going to do it, right? So if you get your list big now, you know, like right now, Bree has, I don't know, 700 people a month to just on follow-ups and birthdays. All right. So the bigger your list gets, you're going to do it. So the goal is grow the list. You want to set up your entire year. All right. So between now and the end of in November, I would want to have on autopilot what I'm doing next year. Spend a month working on it. You know, get up every day, work on one piece of it. You know, first thing in the morning, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do one important thing. I'm going to get this done. All right. You want to decide who you want to talk to, right? Target audiences. All right. You have advertising campaigns. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to market yourself? You have regular events, webinars, seminars, all these kind of things. You got content that you create. Come up with ideas to market yourself. You know, something different. Hey, throw it to us. Write it up. We'll put it on Sales Team Pro. What about public relations, media relations? You know, last year or during COVID when it first hit and the market was going crazy, I was on three different times on the morning show. At the radio station here in Nashville. You know, got up early morning, had a call in, did 30 minutes. Hey, I stepped out. How did that happen? I ran into the guy one day at the station. I said, hey, if you ever need somebody, all right, to talk about markets and money and all that, I said, hey, hit me up. All right, next thing you know, hit me up. I was on there three different times, all right, just by asking. You got social media, what are you doing? All right, email marketing. So we got all these different things on our calendar that we start working on, all right? And then, of course, you got your training calendar, training for your agents. Now, if you're plugging into Sales Team Pro, we're going to have the training calendar, all right? I mean, we'll have, you know, regular events like we've been doing, you know, the all kinds of stuff. And so, and hey, and by the way, guys, don't be concerned about what is going to happen to Sales Team Pro. I was on the call with Peter Snyder. He's going to put some stuff out, but it's not happening. It's a Sales Team Pro going away next week. So don't worry about it. And we got, if you've heard any of that, you'll be getting some more information on it. But anyway, so let's target our markets. All right. You know, I look at it, if you're going to market to somebody, you got your target market for the younger people, right? And so we create our system. Where do we find those? Let me give you an example. If I want to find young couples with babies, maybe I go to the job, to the baby show. What about that? Set up a booth. Okay. Make sense? You could go all kinds of stuff like that. You know, maybe you go speak at the, I did this for a number of years. I spoke at the childbirth class at the hospital, one of the hospitals. All right. That's pretty good prospecting, you think? Childbirth class. I mean, you're looking for young couples with kids and houses. And we talked about, you know, connecting up with realtors and help them do open houses if they're doing those in your area again, you know, in younger markets, you know, go buy barbecue or drinks or something and partner with the realtor and meet all those people. I mean, there's so many things you can do, okay, to target, but, you know, go hit the doors and introduce yourself where there's swing sets and minivans. That's young couples, right? And so you can do that. Go to the daycares and talk to them about doing college seminars and stuff like that. I did that, you know, when I was coming up. I went and talked to the principals of the elementary schools and stuff like that, and was able to get in and meet people that way. So there's all these things. You want to get somebody older, you go do things that would be more inclined for people to be older. You know, a lot of times you'll hear this on the advertising all the time where they'll have lunches and they'll have dinners and stuff like that. And, you know, you can get your wholesalers involved, but you start targeting your audience, small businesses. I mean, I'm setting up my brother's company. He's had a medical company forever. And so he's expanding his business, and in order to attract the kind of people he wants, he said, I got to have a 401k. So I'm going to go set that up this afternoon. All right. And then lastly, what's your recruiting audience? So you start looking at it. You say, where do you go find the best recruits? Well, your friends and family can refer you, all right, in addition to coming. I like finding people that are already in sales. I like management people. I like self-employed people. I like professionals, and I like people that are in the people business. That's somebody I want to recruit, all right? I'm not looking for, you know, the diamond in the rough that I want to convert from, because I just feel like I'm not in the business of trying to rehabilitate people, all right? I'm in the business of finding the people that already have a built-in system, all right, that would cause me to believe they could do something, right? Salespeople, they have customers already. They could call on. They're used to getting on the phone. They're used to dropping in many cases. So I've got them, pretty trained. Management people, all right, they tend to be the ones that are going to be more dependable. That's why they're in management, right? All right. Why do you have management? You have management in order to direct the people that probably need a little direction, right? Why do I go with self-employed people? Because they're used to spending money to make money. They're used to working and not, putting time in, I was quarter million dollars in the sales team pro before we even launched it. All right. And so the point being is that you got a different mindset. Professionals, I think if they can become a CPA or an engineer, they can pass their licenses. What do you think about that? All right. I mean, that's not bad. And then you got people that have a built-in market all the time. You know, they know everybody. How do they, you got the preachers and the teachers and the firemen and the policemen and the coaches from Little League and all those kind of things. And so now what you're doing is you're saying, hey, I recruit all these people. And you know what? Chances are, if they want to do it, they could probably have some success, right? So why do I want to recruit anybody that is walking and has $99? I don't do that, right? So now we go into our pieces. You got agents, we got clients, we got products, we got branding. We got offers, we got referrals, we got markets. I mean, we got every kind of thing you can imagine. We got approaches. Are we going to call, drop in, email, text, social media? We got revenue sources. All right, where's our money coming from? Right? We got all these different ways of looking at it. So then you start looking. You say, well, let's do a little marketing advertising. Let's figure out what we got here. All right, we got all these different things that I can stick into my system to market myself, right? Advertise, you got internet advertising, you got traditional, Bobby Hite, he said to this day, what's he do? He sends out those mail pieces. You might try something like that. Any type of lead generation that you might purchase. We did a trade show. Trade shows are still, we did one, the home show. Wasn't that effective, all right? But I think they may pick back up. But the point being is you do that. You got job fairs, you got websites, you got landing pages, right? You create video. I've seen some pretty cool stuff that people have sent me where they're creating their own video and they're sending it out to their client base. You got social media, you got podcasts. Guys, my podcast now is my radio show rerun, and it gets 700 listens a week, all right? And I hadn't even really been marketing the thing. You got your email database, you got a sales assistant, you got Goodwill. That would be the golf tournament, like one of my guys is doing, Daniel Gilbert. You can do stuff for charities. You can do all that kind of stuff. You can go pure education mindset. You're going to teach people about money. You're going to, send them to the events. You got the webinars, you got seminars you can bring people out to. You got dinners. I did dinners forever where I'd have people come out to dinner. It's just simple. Hey, come to dinner. Free dinner is like, you want to get people there? They'll be there. All you got to do is go to Carrabba's or something like that, do a dinner, and you'll be surprised what happens. Then you come up with something special, what it is, I don't know. Then it all builds your referral. So now look at all those things. If you're trying to figure out what you're doing, okay, and keep in mind your email system is the way you can advertise all of this. I mean, if you're at a job fair or you're at a trade show, you can send an email out to your whole database. Hey, stop by and see us at booth 144. okay, at the home show or whatever it is. And before you know it, you got all this stuff just flat, you know, going every which way. And you wake up and you're like, I don't know where, I mean, I don't know. It just happens, right? Because what you've done is you got so much stuff going on, but it's very, very, you know, specifically done. It's not like, see, most people, they sit back and something happens and it's just accidental. This is made, this is a decision we make to make things work. All right. We go through all that. We do the same. So I have, this goes all the way back. This is my folders. Okay. Inside of my computer where I go in and I lay all this stuff out. Guys, these folders have been around back all the way to newspaper. Think about that. All right. So, I mean, I've been doing this stuff forever because I just like to have a system. I mean, you know, most people in Primerica don't market themselves. What they do is they get a few referrals. All right. And that's about the extent. I've always been a marketer. So I start looking at all this kind of stuff. And if you click behind all that radio, I've got 100 radio ads in there and I got seminars and I got invitations and I got all kinds of stuff like this. So I go in and I create stuff and again, document. If you document, what you'll have happen is you'll always be able to reuse it. You can pull and copy part of it out. You know, some of this stuff, if you've been listening to me, this isn't the first time I've used this. All right. So I'll pull stuff and I'll update it, that kind of thing. And, you know, I just continue doing it. And so if you look at agent training, you know, here's all the things that you start looking at. You say, well, what if I roll this system through? All right. And I'm just looking at, I'm going to roll this through every week. You know, I'm going to have a system on that kind of thing. And before you know it, you start looking. So, well, I need to spend more time on this or less time on this. You know, one of the things that you know, I remember years ago, listening to one of the guys that was had a big base, and he said, hey, the most important thing you can do if you want to improve your recruiting is you need to control the initial point of contact. So what happens is you make sure people know what to say when they're out there. He said, if you're going to give them a gun, make sure that they know how to shoot it. All right. Don't let them just start firing and killing people, right? What you want to do is teach them what to say. And that initially will have a dramatic, all things being equal. If they know what to say, then your whole system changes because they get more appointments. They have more appointments. They get more success. They get more success. They're more likely to stick around. So the most important thing that you can do if you want to really improve things is make sure they know what to say. Now, they got to know who to say it to. So that's why you got to have a list, you know, when they're getting started. So you teach people things that matter, all right? And then ultimately, and our business is totally a prospecting business is what it is. It's not about closing. Closing's pretty simple, all right? It's a prospecting business. It's getting in the door. I can take any person in here and give them, you know, if they've got, you know, 10 appointments a week in front of qualified people, they're going to do well. It doesn't matter how much experience they have. All right. They're going to do okay because it's not, I mean, first off, anybody that lets you do an appointment with them, short of maybe your brother or sister, which you beat over the head and tell them they have to. All right. Your appointments are with people that they have some reason to let you talk to them. I mean, they got something in their brain that's thinking that. So therefore, you know, if you get over there, you're already talking to somebody that's somewhat interested in something. All right. Then if you can do something reasonable, all right, you're going to do business with a decent percentage of them. So what's the whole, everything's, where's the problem? It's all in, you don't have enough appointments. You don't have enough leads. You don't have enough people to go see. And then you're sitting there, you know, sucking your thumb. The business doesn't work. We only had 3 appointments this month. All right. Well, I mean, you can't expect a miracle. Okay. You're going to do 3 appointments and you're going to get rich. Okay. Come on. I mean, you know, it's just like Bobby Height talking about 3 hours a day of prospecting, you know, 4 days a week. Oh, that's awful. I mean, that's 12 hours. You gotta prospect 12 hours a week. All right. I mean, you know, most people work 40, 50 hours a week. You gotta prospect 12 hours and then you're gonna get rich. Okay, you're going to make like millions because you prospect 12 hours. All right, well, it's a system, right? So that's how we do this thing. And so then I have my calendar, you know, with my sales promotion for my reps. You know, every month I ran events and recognition and stuff like that. Had all my training set up, you know, everything looks like that, you know, for my training calendar. So, you know, how do you do this stuff? Well, first off, you decide you want to have a business, not a circus. Okay. You want to have a business that you can not show up and training would go on, right? You want to have a business that runs because there's a business process to run rather than you sitting there having to be the director of every single thing going on, right? And then you'll find out that when you get these systems in place like this, that people that are not as sharp as what used to, you'd only have the really sharp and survive. Now you'll have people that are learning how to do this that are not the A players. You're getting the B players and the C players to do something. All right. Whereas used to you, they'd never do anything. They wash it immediately. All right. So then we're going to go through and like work on growing all of our revenue streams. I'm going to hit this real quick. We're going to review all of this, but look at all the different areas that you can go in and grow your income. Think about that. You got personal base, hierarchy, products, life insurance, additional coverage, IBR, end of terms, child riders, mutual funds, managed accounts, PACs, rollovers, repeat, in-service withdrawal, claims. These are all these different areas that you can go in there. You know, claims, I made a decision a number of years ago. I said, you know, we never get any business from the claims. All right. I started focusing on doing a better job on that. Next thing you know, I did a $1.1 million rollover on a $200,000 claim. All right. But the husband died, had $1.1 million in his 401k, and we had a $200,000 claim. I got the $200,000 claim and the $1.1 million rollover from the 401k. So it's always out there. So look at all this. You got annuities, you got other products, you got, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. You can go out there and do that. And so then you utilize technology. And as an example, you know, my system is Sales Team Pro, Zoom, Answer Connect, and Acuity. That's pretty much my system. All right. You know, Sales Team Pro is running in the background. Zoom we're using right now. The phone's answered 24/7. You know, it goes right into, they answer the phone, they take the email and the name and all that. If the email's already in there, it just says, you know, Answer Connect touched. If not, it adds a new contact card. So we don't even have to put it in. I don't know if you guys realize that we have connected with Answer Connect. You can get this, I got 24/7. You don't have to have 24/7. I got my answer 24/7, all right? And they answer the phone, they take the person's name, what the information is, they put some notes in, they get their email address and phone number. And when they hit save at Answer Connect, Steve hooked it up and it goes right into Sales Team Pro, new contact, all right? So, I mean, how about that? You don't even have to do data entry, this stuff. Then we got Acuity, we've got some of you got the other one, Calendarly or something like that. And so now all of this is connected up. And so yesterday when I had my 6 appointments, I log into my computer and I should put, you know, my Gmail for business. You know, I've got my roymatlikejr.com, you know, email address. And then I've got my calendar that's tied in. Kristen and Bree have access to my calendar. All right. So they can follow up on everything and access to my email. All right. So then everybody's included in that. And then, of course, you got Sherry in there. We also have the teamwork so we can see what's going on the follow. But all of this kind of runs together. And then like yesterday, I'm going down the road. I click my calendar. All right. And, you know, I was running and I looked at what these, because she puts an attachment in there of everything I need to be doing. You know, their account or whatever, I'm looking at my calendar and see what they got. And so then I can pull that, all right, listen to my recording if I've already met with them before, and I can go down the interstate and closed a $200 a month end of term driving from Franklin, okay, yesterday, told them what to do, and they sent me a screened a text message with a picture of their signatures. Okay, going down the interstate, because I have it all in one place. So anyway, all right. So that's where we're at. I know what the lot, we got a lot more. I got, guys, look at this. I got, if you want to know what's coming, I got all kinds of stuff coming, but this is the end of this week. So, as far as that goes, so we're going to open it up. We got some people. Let me see who we got on here. Cedric, what's up, buddy? No Cedric. All right. I'm seeing no Cedric. Okay. My corner, Sunday night training. From what I understand, you guys killed it. Where you at, Mike? Mike Horner.
Hey, Roy. How's
it going? Hey, buddy, where are you? All I see is Kristen on my deal here. Let me see. You there?
You guys. Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Perfect. So, yeah. I think we absolutely crushed it on Sunday night, but I think if you guys are missing out and not getting your teams plugged into those Sunday night trainings, you're really missing out. That's where you're going to get a lot of meat and potatoes. And then these Tuesdays, man, I just jotted down five other things here. How we can start better marketing ourselves, just getting more active. So have people come to us and, utilizing that SEP then on the back door, as you always say, Roy, closing the back door on that house, not losing people on the back end. If there's anything out with you guys, all you guys had questions after Sunday night, please reach out to me through any social media or whatever you like. So thanks, Roy.
Hey, very good, Mike. Hey, buddy. Good job. And appreciate you helping on the training. We got someone new. Bill, is it Best Core? Bill?
Congratulations. That's right. I've heard it every way in the world.
All right. Now, where do you live, Bill?
I'm actually in the Birmingham area, just a little bit south of Hoover and Birmingham. I co-op with Ed here.
Okay.
Actually direct to Mike Landrum, second to Bill Whittle, and then
I got
David Landrum.
All right. So you are, how long have you been in the business?
About 26 years now.
26 years. And how long have you been plugged in with Sales Team Pro?
Really less than a year, and just starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together in the last 6 months or so.
Okay. So give us some ideas what you're doing. Because I hear people all the time, they tell me, they're like, I kind of got involved and I'm really getting a little more active and it sounds like that. So give us some ideas.
Well, the event in Nashville was incredible. Absolutely. I think that the brilliance of the whole thing was not only I feel are like the celebrities on this broadcast, but also bringing in the best of the best from so many other businesses too, and making it not just a business event, but it was also a fun event. It was a personal development thing. It gave us all a chance to build some new friendships, kind of rekindle some old ones. It's the first event my wife and I have been to in a long time that we didn't know a whole lot of people getting started. But by the end of the weekend or by the end of Saturday, we felt like, we were part of a new crowd and a new group of friends, so to speak. But basically what I'm doing is I'm taking the pieces of the puzzle. I mean, it was incredible, the event in up there. I mean, I took a whole pad of notes up there. Kristen sent out that survey. Oh, send me back some highlights. I sat there and I went back and broke down my notes when we got home. I got it down to like 13 pages. And then I went through and highlighted the 13 pages for to get it down to this.
So, all right, tell me what you're going to do with it. Give me one idea that you're going to
have. There you go. All right. Number one, I've already hired a new assistant. Okay, right. A young millennial that's high tech a lot more than I am. I just got my first iPhone yesterday, Saturday.
All
Saturday,
right.
Okay. Everybody around the office have been kidding me. My wife is retiring and coming back into my business, mainly, I think, due to being up there at that event. I mean, it reopened her. We got our vision stretched a little bit. I'm on it with you as far as, hey, I don't want a circus. I want a business. I built a construction company before I came here from scratch and bottom line, I was part-time here for quite a long time. I was the mortgage guy in Alabama. Okay. I came in here for mortgages, was number one a lot of years when all the trips, stuff like that, but did not develop a Primerica business right off the bat. But I learned from you back in the day, got the book, The E-Myth, put my construction company together using every one of those principles and systemized it. And in 99, got voted Alabama Contractor of the Year. In 2000, we had a chance to sell it. And people were calling me from all over the country and stuff, saying, well, I've never heard anybody selling a remodeling business. And I said, well, I didn't really sell a remodeling business. I sold a remodeling marketing business because it was all systemized. And if I can't say anything more to the folks on this phone, I mean, I know where I am on a totem pole here, and but I'm not staying here. I'm on a run again. But it's that this is solid gold. I mean, this is, you can't pay for the brain trust that we've got here. Oh my God, if I had had this back, it wouldn't have taken me 11 years to build a construction company. If I'd had this kind of mentorship and this kind of a brain trust cross hierarchy, I mean, yeah, I've been blessed with four different $1 million hierarchies as far as coaches and leadership, but this is the nuts and bolts. This is putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I agree with you. It ain't about the rah-rah, you know, don't tell me about the labor pains, you know, show me the baby kind of thing. But I think that the event was awesome. I think everybody that put that together did great. From the food to the music, to the dance class, to every speaker. I went through and there wasn't one speaker that I did not get some key verbiage. If you pick up one thing from one person and put it in place, it's going to change your business.
Right.
What happens when you get 5 years of mentorship in 2 days? Now it's a matter of like, okay, picking and choosing what goes first. And I've got my online calendar. I've got my, you know, we're starting to get all that together.
So good. And guys, real quick, I want to say this, and I appreciate you saying that. I talked to Bill Dorfman, and I just want to encourage you guys. We're sending this out. I don't know if Bree's got it out or not, but I'm sending my kids to that program this coming July, and it's going to sell out. It's $2,000 for you to send your child. Plus, you got to pay their air and all that. I say child, my kids will be just turned 25 when they go. But then I just think it's a great, great program. So we're going to send that out. I would encourage you to do I don't think a brain trust. I mean, we got a brain, that's going to be a brain trust out there. And I'll be speaking out there as well. But hey, man, thank you. I appreciate your input. We're going to hear more from you for sure. Keith Hageman, what's up, buddy? Keith.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I had to unmute.
All right, give me some ideas, man.
Well, I'm going to give you one idea. You've given us so much. By the way, Roy, I think the biggest thing that everybody has to do is, you know, Rusty Crossland always told me as I was coming up in the business, Keith, you got to find a way to reinvent yourself.
Right.
And for years, I was like, what the crap are you talking about? Because I realized this is reinventing yourself. This right here. This. And it's making your mind be attuned in. And here's a great example. I'm going to give all of you on here just a hint. Most of you probably already know this, but I ran into this. And I think you can all get a bunch of business from it. We're going back through our entire book of business and finding everybody that have been a client for a long time, because I just had somebody pass away and they didn't have a TOD. And you can go back and contact every single one of your existing clients that isn't married or is older or not even old, just at any age, and add a TOD. If you're in a community property, say it's a POL 27. If you're not, it's a POL 27. They can add it to their existing account. So, but what it is, it's just another touch. You can touch them again. And then this isn't a kick in for B-Dollar Smart, but one incredible way, if you are using B-Dollar Smart, contact them about that and then just transition right over and say, hey, by the way, have you heard of this new technology? And then, bam, what I'm doing is I'm finding hundreds and thousands of dollars of assets. I think we got a shot this month, Roy, really making over $45,000. It'll be about my best income month ever. And it's because of you and this team and Kristen and Brianne and all the people that just empower us to get better and grow. And then just be careful of not letting your paralysis from analysis to set in.
Right.
That you get overwhelmed or you just like quit moving. And that's a little bit of my challenge because I have an A personality, so squirrel, and I'm like, got to go other direction. And I've had to stay very committed to this Tuesday mornings. Because, you know, it's very easy to think, well, I could be doing this. Well, you can be, but are you consistently in growth mode with your skill set?
So where are you going to finish your income? I know it had gone down to a little over 100. Where are you going to finish this year, you think?
I'm hoping this month, I think I'm hoping to be over $250,000. And I really think with the momentum and stuff that we have and that we're creating in the hierarchy, to be, if not at 300 again, we hit 312. That was our, we've been blessed to be paid almost $4 million since we've been here. I want to double that within the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, because
I believe that we can make it happen. Now, my only question is, I'm going to ask a question of everybody on here because there's like George Verdugo and you, Roy, and all these like super brains. Does anybody have a condensed comp overview schedule that's like super simple of six generations and securities and all that, that like on one page? Because my A personality is too, I can't say focused long enough to do that. So does anybody have something like that?
Here's what I would do. I would say this, guys, if you do, pop it over to Kristen, we'll post it in the training center, because all that stuff, any stuff that you think is beneficial all the way around, I would do that. Let me say this. One of the things that I think, Keith, that is the key element to the way I've been able to get things done is I've got this to-do list that it goes on forever and ever and ever. But what I do, I use my calendar, and I have my goal is to get one important thing done. I may not even get it done. I may get it started, and it may be have to, you know, when we first started with the eMyth, they talked about your calendar. And the first thing is that if you touch it, you do something with it. All right. And then you have back in the old days, you'd have these little baskets. Okay. So everything in your inbox, that was the equivalent of your email inbox now. So your inbox, everything comes in. Then when you touch it, you got three choices in touch it. When you pull it out of your inbox, you either trash it, okay, you handle it, or you flag it for follow-up and you file it so you can go find it and put it on where you're going to go. It's the same kind of deal with this. So what I try to do every day is I try to pick out one thing that's the most important thing I need to get done of all the things I've got. And guys, you saw my to-do list, things of ideas. I literally have got 500 different things on there, and there's no way I can get to it, okay? But, you know, there's things that, what do I need to do? And then what I'll do is I'll put it on the calendar every day, you know, kind of put it out. I'm going to get this done today. I'm going to get this done tomorrow, this done the next day. And so guys, if you start doing those kind of things, what will happen is after about a month of one a day important, you will be at a point where you'll say, I really don't have that much important stuff left. All right. And you'll start doing it. So you pick out, you say, well, I'm going to, you know, like with me, when I started doing Sales Team Pro, I knew the first thing we had to have was content. All right. I had to have content. So I got up every morning. I did it for like 60 days. I wrote 60 emails, one a day, every day. That was my goal. Okay. Had it. Now I get up, I go to Starbucks about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd say, okay, we're going to write an email. What am I? And that's how I did it. All right. Then the next thing you know, you guys contributed. Then I had Bree. And so figure out what you need. You know, if you make a list of things and just put it on Monday, I'm going to do this. Tuesday, I'm going to do this. Wednesday, I'm going to do this. Thursday. And if one thing, start doing one important thing, you really will, you know, maybe it's, you want to learn how to send an email broadcast. That's your day. whatever it is. So great info. Hey, we got two more people. George, if you'll hang in there, I'll let you close it out. Anthony Campbell is also, I hadn't met Anthony. Anthony, are you here?
Hey, I'm here, Roy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Now, where are you from?
Great. Ohio and in Texas right now.
Okay, cool. So how long have you been in the business?
Man, been in the business for better than 28 years now.
Very good. Okay. Well, so tell us what's happening. Tell how, about your what you're doing.
Hey, right now, Roy, I got to just take a quick moment and let you know that the conference was, I know we've been locked down for a little while, but that conference was mind blowing. You know, I felt like a little kid the first night, that $100,000 earner dinner, you know, in my mind, oh my gosh, in my mind, I'm like, you know what? If everything was over tomorrow and we hadn't even started yet, from a standpoint of financially, I already had got my money's worth.
Good.
That first night and all of, the people that you meet. Man, we met folks from Alaska, Hawaii, Minnesota, Southern California, you know, I mean, just that I've never seen before, but met. And then other friends that we see on different trips. It was just fabulous, Roy. And then, man, the daggum, everything else from the speakers to the way you and Kristen and Bree and Lucas and your team, it was just top class, man. So just appreciate you.
Thank you.
Because of Sales Team Pro, you know, we've got our acuity up. Of course, we're Zooming. But from the conference, we're revisiting everything. When you think you got it going on or you're beginning to start getting it going on, you come on and Roy, I got to tell you, I wait for that. As you get on your roll, I wait for you to boom, boom, boom. Now, how about that? How about that? Man, that's just my favorite phrase from you, man. And I'm waiting for the how about that, you know? You share selflessly, and so does everybody that participates. So we're fired up. The next 90 days, man, we really expect that we're going to double our income. And by the company convention, we're going to be at a place that we've never been before. And we'll take our national sales director contract. That's the absolute goal. But let me just say this, because that's Primerica. But what you've blessed us with, Roy, is business. And you've got to be able to think scaling it. You've got to be able to think optimizing it. If you want to make three times the income, the first thing most people think is you got to work three times harder. No, you just got to work smarter. And you teach us that, man. And we appreciate you big time.
Hey, thank you, bud. We'll get to know each other more somehow or another with some of these events. But Chris, have you got him on some of the trainings yet?
Not yet, but I'll be.
All right, dude, you're on. We got to get you on that. Hey, George, you there?
I'm here, boss.
All right, buddy. Close us out, man. Well, hey, by the way, Saturday, guys, don't forget Saturday. Get your team on that. But anyway, George, it's all yours.
Well, you know, one of the things I will let you know is that money follows excellence. And I think a lot of times we kind of convolute the message. I've been doing a lot of traveling. I've been gone 3 weeks out of the last month. And yesterday I had a layover in Atlanta for about 4 or 5 hours. So I popped open my STP and I was doing nothing more than following up on people's birthdays. And, you know, you got all your notifications. Long story short, in a 3 or 4 hour period, I think I've got booked over the next week, probably a little over $1 million to move over. And in all those happy birthdays that I was sending, every single person that reached out to me thanking me for the happy birthday, I asked them for referrals. I got two referrals on the spot. One lady's got about 400 grand to roll over. Another person wants to do a refi on their house plus everything else. I say all that to say this, I'm not that creative, but the system that, you know, Roy's put together works. If we work the system, if we just do this on a daily, on a systematic, on a regular basis, the results are predictable. It's almost scary how good the system is if you work it. And I don't know who it was that was saying it. I'm constantly implementing other things. I am looking for a new staff member that's a lot younger, that's a little bit more in tune with, you know, the social media and whatnot to help me out with it. But I just have to tell you, if you just work the system on a daily basis. And like I said, I think I came home maybe a week to wash my clothes and get back out of here again. But I've been able to maintain my business. I was out of the country for 8 days and, you know, I didn't miss a beat. And yeah, I've done what Roy suggested to do. So I call my staff. I'll be back in town on Wednesday. So they got me booked till next week. It's a pleasure. It is so unbelievably exciting. And I can't wait to fully implement all this, because I mean, all the things that we're putting out there are just going to make it that much more exciting. And like I said, I think this year, for those of us that have really adhered to the process and are doing it on a regular basis, I think there's a bunch of us that are going to make over $1 million next year. And it's not, and I'm not just saying that to say that, I truly and honestly believe that, myself included. I think this year, I don't know, I'll end up at 550. My goal was 600. But that's coming off a pandemic year where I think I only made like 350 last year. So I can't wait to see what the future holds, not just for myself, but for everybody else. So great job today, Roy. Meeting was awesome.
Hey guys, thanks. Thanks, George. Always great info. Hey, we're on Saturday. We'll continue on the marketing next week. And I would encourage you, hey, send some people to these classes. We're going to run them for another, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month, something like that. And then we're going to kick off something new. But anyway, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week or Saturday. See you guys.